Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Jeff Cisneros, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet that's coming up on February 8th. Jeff, pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Hey, I appreciate you getting me in just to give some people a little info on this and answer any questions that maybe anybody might have as well.
I think a good place to kind of start with this conversation is, you know, there may be some people listening who are interested in hunting, interested in the outdoors, but they don't know what the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is. Could you just give a brief overview of what your organization's all about?
Yeah, it's a national organization. It's obviously been around since 1984 when it was established. I'm not sure the number of chapters that are actually involved. This is the Price chapter that I'm running, which kind of takes Carbon and Emery County into play. But, you know, it's an organization that raises money for habitat, for you name it. I have a nonprofit organization that they've given me some donations for. I know they give out a ton of donations every year to organizations basically for habitat and to better the elk herd here in the state of Utah. So, you know, I know from past experiences with a lot of different banquets, a lot of different organizations, first and foremost, I'm a hunter first. And I help a lot of people right now, but I've always been kind of skeptical of these big organizations and where all this money goes that's raised and all these tags that are being auctioned off now. And just, it's gotten to be such a money event when you look at, you know, big game in our state, especially here in Utah and everything and where all this money goes. But I can say from what I've been involved with now, being a member for 4 or 5 years with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, that this money all goes back into the habitat of the state, you know, here for elk. And if you look at the elk herds in the state of Utah right now, they are thriving. Our deer herds, I think everyone will say, are on the decline and are struggling. And it's because a lot of this has to do with elk. I mean, most, you do see elk and deer, you know, together on the mountain, but in predominant areas where the elk herds are big and strong, you don't see a lot of mule deer right now. And I'm not saying that's a good thing, but what I am saying is that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is doing a great job of supporting the elk herd in the state of Utah and giving money where it needs to be, and it is making our herd stronger, that's for sure.
And I know in our conversation before we came on air, we really appreciate that transparency that this organization offers, because mm-hmm. a lot of the times, like you said, these bigger banquets, it feels like you whip out your wallet, you pay them, and it just disappears. You don't know what they're doing with it. All of a sudden, you look at the board of directors, they're off exploring the world. But I like the transparency that you're providing with this. So let's talk a little bit about the banquet for a second. So looking at the flyer for it, this is going to be a packed event. Silent auctions, live auctions, games, raffles, really something for everyone with loads of prizes available. In a more general sense, what should people expect when they show up to this banquet?
Just a lot of different things to be given away. And like I said, we've got plenty of games to be played that night. We have great dinner. Bill Hicks from Farlano's is catering our dinner this year. So I expect that to be excellent. You know, and we'll be doing games for a couple hours where people have opportunities, obviously, to win a ton of prizes, and then the general raffle and silent and live auction. So, you know, I've been to these banquets. I know it's hard to spend money. I know the ticket pricing to get in and, you know, get a corporate table or whatever else can get really, really pricey. And I understand that. And, you know, my main focus is getting as many people in the doors as we can. And if that means, you know, not buying a ticket package, I mean, you can still come to the event. You can still buy raffle tickets, bid on live auction, silent auction items, or whatever you'd like to do. You do need to buy a dinner ticket before the event if you're going to do a dinner, just so we can have a head count, you know, for our cater on dinner. But, you know, if you're wanting to come and not have dinner and just participate in the events and just the overall experience of the banquet, you know, the doors open at 5 and you don't have to pre-buy a ticket. Obviously, we'd love people to pre-buy all their tickets and their sponsor packages and have all their raffle tickets and everything ready for them, so it's a little bit smoother and easier for us the night of the banquet. But, you know, my big thing is just getting everybody involved and out for a great cause to raise some money that I know goes right back into our local stuff here, because I've been firsthand knowledge of that, and some really nice stuff to give away. I mean, there are some nice, it keeps getting delivered to my house about every other day, and I keep opening stuff up saying, man, this would sure be nice. This would sure be nice. But, you know, anybody that's been to these banquets, I mean, you have an opportunity to win some pretty nice items, and it's not just for, you know, the hunters. It's for everybody. So, you know, as far as that goes, I'd love to see us put as many people in the seats at the banquet that we can.
Yeah, and if nothing else, you don't need to be an outdoorsman, a hunter. You're just giving back to a really great cause in the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So let's talk for a second about some of the cost for the dinner-related tickets. So in terms of price point, how much are people going to be looking at if they want to attend this banquet with the dinner involved?
So I've got a list here. Let me pull this ticket pricing up really quick for you. You know, it can be as expensive with a corporate table. What a corporate table is going to get you is eight memberships, eight people, $500 in raffle tickets, and then a gun for each corporate table. Something like that, you know, can be pricey. $1,900, which I know is really expensive. If you stop and think about it, I mean, you are getting a gun that's worth, you know, $1,300 right off the bat. We are giving away a Browning 6.5 PRCs for all of our corporate tables and whatnot. But just for like a single ticket dinner with a full membership is $75. And I know that sounds like a lot. And for me it is, but you can do two couples, which I think is a really good thing, where you get two dinners, you get two memberships for $115. If you just like to buy a dinner ticket, it's $40. And, you know, I've been to a lot of places where I spend at least $40 on a dinner and that's all I get. And then I got to tip somebody another $20 and whatnot. So come have a dinner for $40 and then you can spend as much money or no money if you don't want to on any of the, you know, prizes or anything like that. So there's a bunch of different packages. If you go to events.rmef.org and you can look up the different meal packages, table packages, and things like that. And if you have any questions, you can always text or call me, and I always give out my number, and I'll give that out again right now. It's 435-820-8379. You can text or call me. I mean, I know my number's all over the place from whatever else I've done in the past, and we put flyers and everything up, but, you know, I definitely don't. It can be a little confusing on some of the packages. I've already answered a bunch of calls from people, and I just want to make sure they're clear on what they're getting and how much it costs. And, you know, you need all the ticket stuff is done online. Unfortunately, no money is handled with people before that. So it's all done online. That way we have a count of everybody, and, you know, I don't have to handle $1,900 for somebody who wants to do a ticket or anything like that. So if you have any questions, yeah, feel free or get on that website, and I'm sure, you know, we'll have that posted or whatever we need to do. So
now, Jeff, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, man, I just appreciate the opportunity to be in here to speak about this. It's hard to get the word, you know, passed around, and I know the cost is what holds a lot of people back from going. It's held me from going in the past, and I understand that 100%. But, you know, with the amount of items we have to give away and raffle and auction items, you know, everybody says, well, the least amount of people to go, it's a better odds for everybody to win. And that's true. I understand that. But, you know, don't miss out on a great opportunity to come spend 2 or 3 hours and just have a great experience and you know, maybe meet some new people. I'm always looking for suggestions. And that's going to be my biggest thing with taking over this banquet is the night of the banquet. I want to hear from the people that are there. You know, I've been to meetings, the RAC meetings and all of our other meetings that we go to try and change things. And obviously this banquet isn't going to change, you know, hunt dates or how we hunt things, but we need to start making a voice known. And this is a great opportunity to come and say, hey, well, we need to do more of this and we need to have a voice known if we want to change things. And I'm not saying that I can ever do that, but I know I'll never be able to do it if I don't know anything about it. And I have my own concerns with how our regulations are being ran in the state. And, you know, I feel like we always think our voice isn't heard, but I think if enough people can have a voice, I think you can make some changes. I firmly believe that. So if nothing, come give me some suggestions on what we can do, you know, with the elk herd in our state and what can make things better and go from there.
Well, Jeff, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jeff Cisneros, and we were talking about the upcoming Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet Fundraiser. That's going to be at February 8th in the Carbon County Fairgrounds. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.